Amy Miller is the new port director, the first woman to hold that position since the port began operating in 1743. She also becomes the lone female port director in Florida.
I really didn't think about that. I just knew she was the number one person for the job, and she was the most qualified for the job.
Mayor Ashton Hayward made the appointment following the resignation of Clyde Mathis last week. In his letter, Mathis gave no reason for stepping down.
I wasn't there or part of that when he did, so I can't talk to that. You know, I think it was a shift with Amy Miller, you know, all she's done for 11 years at the port, just having the pulse and the feel of the business and the industry, and what she wanted to do was an easy fit for us to go ahead and appoint her immediately.
The port that Clyde leaves behind is a better port than it was when he came here.
Miller, who has served the past 11 years as the port's chief financial and human resources officer, praises Mathis' tenure at the facility.
We've built a greater relationship with GE, who's a local manufacturer and a local employer. We've brought in a lumber service, a break bulk liner service that moves cargo down to the Caribbean. We've got longtime tenants of the port who are solid business lines for this port.
Miller believes ports should evolve to keep up with the inevitable changes in commerce. Her priorities are jobs and revenue for the port in that order.
We have to be a little bit agile. We're a 50-acre port in a downtown area, so I think we have to be prepared to evaluate our resources and allocate those to uses that bring the best and highest results.
Governor Rick Scott and other state officials have led trade missions in hopes of increasing business in Latin America and the Caribbean. Miller says that's their focus as well.
You know, international trade today is not what international trade was 10 years ago or 20 years ago or 50 years ago. We are a north-south port. Our trade has always primarily been north-south here in Pensacola, moving cargo into and out of the southeastern U.S. between Mexico, the Caribbean, and South and Central America, and I think that's always going to be our primary trade lane.
I'd like to see Amy get real aggressive, reaching out to other ports where they're, as we call, in, you know, low-hanging fruit that maybe we can recruit to come do business over in Pensacola.
Mayor Ashton Hayward says it's a matter of making the most of the port and going after business, both foreign and domestic.
You know, most importantly, leveraging the port the best we can with the geography downtown, and look at all aspects of it, and let's really make a go of it, and see if we can be, you know, impactful in doing that and create value not only for our city but for obviously industry that we can try to attract.
Expansion of the port appears to be on the back burner for now, if at all. But new director Amy Miller says there's a possibility that the facility could play host someday to what she calls non-traditional maritime-related uses.
Ferry service on the north end of the port, passenger or car ferry service linking downtown to the beach to Gulf Breeze, a maritime business center outside of the port gate. The customs service could have an office right here at the port. Some of our customers who would like to relocate or expand their office operations could be set up right outside of the port gates.
Amy Miller takes over a facility that contains, among other things, seven warehouses with 265,000 square feet of available indoor storage area, 4 acres of open outside storage, 8 berths ranging in depth from 16 to 33 feet, and on-dock rail service provided by CSX Transportation and 3 other railroads. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.